Art and its role and place in the Catholic upbringing. The Catholic pedagogy is based on the two pillars of the Catholic Church. Its system of educational tenets consists of the Ten Commandments and the message of Christ's Gospel's love. In 1965, the Second Vatican Synod accepted the Gravissimum Educationis documents. Since the basic teachings of a Catholic upbringing fall into this very important definition, that, as St. Paul's letter to Ephesians, is given to every human being to live a valuable and sacred life. This is the reason that among educational tools, the Catholic school and arts are the most important. Its purpose is to create individual personality. Its pillars are science, morality, art, and faith. The task is to build upon the base of general literacy, channeling culture, and following Christ's image. Different art forms, especially sacral art, with its empowerment, help its realization. Catholic upbringing is the methodical formation of the individual, a method that respects his or her autonomy, the human autonomy, while fulfilling its mission that forces them to serve all people. Healthy personality and faith base help find the real spiritual and physical values created by God. I believe in art that opens up the world to us, that fly us out from stagnation in space and time, and that make us become Catholics and citizens of the cosmos. Excerpts from Forever Blue Skies Beyond the Clouds by Mihai Bobic. Pope John Paul II chose the following motto for his encyclical, Fides et Ratio, in 1990, to point to the two main elements of knowledge. Faith and mind are two wings with which the human mind ascends to recognize truth. Faith starts the thinking and gives an assurance that what faith manifests is very real, and at the same time continues with faith where thinking found its boundaries. Art education is a distinct part of general pedagogy, Catholic pedagogy, and one's upbringing. It has a range of tools that we would not find in other areas. Art education, consisting of music, graphic arts, and literature, create one unit. Their complexity is very important. For a long time, the Hungarian educational system did not prioritize these elements, hence it is important to help teachers get acquainted with these items and their incorporation into their pedagogical works. Within art education, graphic art will encourage students to create and to accept beauty, truth, and general good. Beauty, truth, and common good, and, I would add, sacred, are the dominant parts of the view that we mentioned earlier with the faith, mind, and two wings metaphor with which we guide students to learn real values, accept them, and give them guidance in their lives. When people recognize the value and morality in art, they can pass it on to others and create new values along the way. The meaning of art education is passing on values. It is important what values we forward to others, which is why it is very important to learn and recognize the true Christian and sacred values. We all know the feel, the scent, and experience of Arche that torches us when we enter a Gothic or Roman-era church. I would mention the education of the soul, the road from soul to soul that we can walk along with our students. I again emphasize the quality of art, which is why we carefully need to select them from both old and contemporary art. Modern compositions also have sacred meanings that need to be channeled through to our children for them to recognize that God speaks to us in them and to see the value and quality that would be determining factors in their adult lives.